ways of life, to follow Christ, which will allow them and anyone who is willing to receive his redemption and be regenerated by receiving the Holy Spirit.
And I will continue in the ongoing process of yielding to God's word and his spirit to complete the development of Christ's character in me, to teach the indwelling of Jesus Christ so that each believer will relish his or her own authority and their lives to God in truth, making Jesus Christ the leader of their lives as I have. Lastly, I'm learning to always be in the spirit of prayer, in everything, giving thanks to God for his favor and unlimited power.
Father, we thank you today for being a faithful God. God, we thank you today for your work in Roger's life and heart. And we thank you for your work in our lives through Roger. Lord, we thank you for this statement of faith today. And I thank you that indeed your word does not return void, but it accomplishes everything that you send it forth for. Now, we are asking you today, this day, as we honor Roger and bless you, we're asking you today to let these words that Roger penned, that came from your heart to his, have an indelible impact upon every hearer as it's gone forth. We honor you, we bless you, glorify your name in the rest of this service, we pray. Amen.
Every praise is to our God, every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God, glory hallelujah is to our God. One accord. is to our God. Every praise, every praise is to our God. God, my Savior, God, my healer, God, my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
Everyone. Oh my God, isn't God good? Oh, Charlene, this is for you. I don't know how I'm going to get through it, but I'm going to get through it. Thank you, Jesus. First of all, Charlene would like to acknowledge that Charlene and her children are wearing pink roses, and they are symbolic because of the kindness that Roger had. And that they said that pink carries with it a connotation of grace and elegance, as well as sweetness and poetic romance. Dark pink roses are symbolic of gratitude and appreciation and are a traditional way to say thanks. Light pink roses are associated with gentleness and admiration and also are used as an expression of sympathy. Also, what I would like to do is ask all the pallbearers to please stand up right quick. I want you to be models. Turn around, face the audience. They are wearing, and the honorary pallbearers too. Actually, they are all wearing medals that Roger has won in his competition. So the honorary pallbearers, can you stand up too? We also would like to acknowledge Roger's aunts, Aunt Rita Harris, Aunt Annie Harris, Aunt Rosie Harris, Aunt Lydia Harris, and Aunt Lily Harmon. All of them love Roger so dearly, and please charge it to our hearts, to our head and not our hearts, for omitting them in the obituary. Charlene, by way of Facebook, I read about your husband. Beautiful pics of you and your husband. Just wanted to say this to you now. That was real love. That was wonderful and priceless. Not enough words can describe this kind of love. Much love and respect go to you both. But you are a rebel, a strong woman, so in time you will be fine. You have family and wonderful friends, but still I just want to send prayers your way. He will be truly missed by all. Rest in peace. He is smiling and heaven is rejoicing. He's home. Amen. And God bless you with much love. You are in our hearts and in our prayers. Naomi Lee Little Hahn. This man didn't change my diaper. He didn't take me to my first doctor's appointment or watch me take my first steps, but he was the only father figure that I had in all my 21 years of life. And even though I only had him for 4 years, it seemed like a lifetime. And I'm so grateful to have met a beautiful soul like you, and nobody will replace you in my heart. I love you, Roger, with all my heart. Nina. It's okay, Nina. I promise not to cry. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Dear Roger, from the first day we met you, you were my nephew, and I was Aunt Lynn. From the very beginning, we had a special bond that I will always cherish. I will always be grateful for the times you and I spent together, just you and I. The epic trips to the grocery store where you would spend hours reading labels, comparing brands. And the visit to the meat counter was like a trip to a museum. And you were the tour guide, talking about cuts of meat and proper cooking techniques to anyone that would listen. I'll never forget one day we spent 20 minutes in the bottled water aisle debating the difference between purified and spring water. We had to get a stranger in the aisle to mediate. I'll miss the times when you would call me to go with you to pick out that perfect gift for Shirlene's birthday, Christmas, or anniversary. You always put a lot of thought into those gifts. Then we would stop and get lunch. One day when we were at lunch, this child with special needs was fascinated by your wheelchair, and his mom tried her best to discourage his obvious curiosity. But you encouraged him to come over for a closer look, and you told him it was a chair with wheels. And why you needed it, because your legs didn't work. His mother was so touched by your patience and taking the time to engage with this little boy. She came over and apologized, and thank you. You were so gracious, Roger. I'll never forget the story you told me about how you saw Shirlene walking across the room at a PVA event, and a beam of light was shining down. It was illuminating her, and you said to yourself, she's the one. And I said to you, Roger, don't tell anyone else that story about the beam of light because they might look at you a little sideways. After that, every time someone asked you how you met, you would glance over at me, and I would give you that look. And we both would burst out laughing. It was our inside joke. So thank you, Roger. Thank you for being my nephew and friend. Thank you for sharing your spiritual knowledge. Thank you for making me a better person by broadening my scope of God and the Word. I know you're in a better place, and I hope that someday I will see you on the other side. Love you and miss you, Aunt Lynn. I want to say thank you, everyone, for all your prayers and support. We greatly appreciate it, and please continue to pray for my family. Dad, I love you more than words can explain. You watched me take my first breath. I got to see you take your last breath. My heart is broken, and I can't get my thoughts together to understand why this has happened. I know no one has forever lasting life, but I didn't think you would be gone so soon. I'm beyond grateful that I was able to spend time with you 2 days ago, laughing, looking at photos, cooking on the grill, and running to 5 different stores to try to find lighter fluid. Every time you would introduce me to someone, you would always say, "This is my one and only daughter, my pride and joy." You will always tell me how proud you are of me, and I want you to know I was proud of you as well. My dad came a long way. He's done a lot of things that he's wanted to do. He's traveled the world, met celebrities. He's so proud of his moment that he met President Obama, played several different sports. I can go on and on and on about him. He has had a great impact on a lot of people's lives. I know he was a great man. I'm so thankful for having him, for the time that I did, and the relationship he had with my children. Dad, I love you forever, your pride and joy. Charlene, I thank you for loving my dad and keeping him happy. You're an amazing woman, and I know he loves you too. I could see the happiness on you guys' face, picture, and stories that you guys would tell me. I want you to know I will always be here for you. I know my dad said that he would give you 29 years. I know I'm not with him, but you will have me for 29 years instead. I love you, and we will get through this together by the grace of God. Dear sweet Shauna. To my sister friends, you made me laugh when I wanted to cry. Your energy was endless, always coming through, and you were right on time. Your gifts, your hugs, your kind words have made this journey bearable. When my mind was not clicking, you were thinking for me. I just turned it over to you. You wiped my tears, you hugged my children and grandchildren because they needed something special too. Your phone calls, your messages, your prayers meant so much to me. Just hearing your voice let me know that everything was going to be all right. You never judged me, just supported me. Wow, that is a beautiful thing. Roger was so understanding about the importance of having true sister friends. He never complained about the early morning or late night phone calls, the girls' trips, the adventures, the long talks or the visits. Never once did he make me choose. He allowed me to be me, and he loved me anyway. Roger taught me that life is so precious to go where you're celebrated because you cannot waste valuable time on crazy stuff. I'm so grateful for that lesson. I'm surrounded by so many wonderful, dynamic, and God-fearing women, and the best thing is that we all celebrate each other. Each of you had touched me in your own special way. I know that this new journey I'm about to embark upon will be filled with peaks and valleys, but I know I can always count on my sister friends. I love you, and thank you, Charlene. And finally, I could not let this day pass without extending my heartfelt thank you to my wonderful family. Roger loved us dearly despite all of our craziness. He fit right in, and slowly he became one of us. You are my rock, and I cannot imagine going through this without you. My dear mother, you never left my side. My Aunt Linda and Aunt Sheila, you propped me up and kept me going. My sweet sisters, Robin, Lisa, Shelley, Sonny, and Sophia, I will never forget your tenderness. Each and every one of my sisters and brothers, because there's 14 of them, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and the extended family, they all reached out to me, and for that I will be forever grateful. Know that I love you and will never forget the love you have shown me. Amen. Charlene.
Tribute and loving memory of Brother Roger Harris. To Sister Sherling Harris and family, love lasts not just for life, but for all eternity. May you find God's comfort as your heart remembers your husband. May you find his strength as your heart looks ahead. We are in place in this world for a limited time, yet according to his tender mercy, God, who is infinite in his wisdom, has seen fit to move from our midst your beloved husband, father, grandfather, brother, nephew, and our friend, Roger Harris. Therefore, be it resolved that we, the members of Jackson Chapel United Methodist Church, count it a privilege to have known Brother Roger and thank God for allowing Brother Roger to be part of our church family. We graciously thank Roger's wife, Sister Shirlene, his daughters, Shauna, his stepdaughters, his brothers and his sisters, and his aunts for sharing him with us. Whereas Roger had an overwhelming will to succeed, no matter the task, his faithfulness to God, determination to life, and his commitment to his family caused Roger to climb mountains that the ordinary man would not even attempt to climb. Whereas as he conquered this earth, Brother Roger was indeed and still is an extraordinary man. As we say, extraordinary man. His commitment to God and his church is an example that is worth following. God surely had a place for Roger here at Jackson Chapel because Roger touched so many of our hearts. Be it resolved, we will miss him down here, but we also rejoice that God has a special place for him in heaven. So we join Roger as he sings, as he sings, as he sings. I recommend Jesus. I recommend Jesus. Brother Roger will have that armor. I recommend Jesus. Brother Roger will always remain with us. Life is not important except in the impact it has on other lives. Brother Roger, thank you for impacting our lives at Jackson Chapel in Frederick, Maryland, and even across the nation. Humbly submitted, Pastor Rex R. Bones, Sr., First Lady Claire Bones, and the family and friends and congregation of Jackson Chapel United Methodist Church.
A short video of Brother Roger. After that, we'll have a selection from Brother Dwayne. But how many know Roger has allowed us to glorify God today? Amen. I love you all.
alone. You are everything. You are everything to me. You alone. You are everything. You are everything to me. No one else satisfies my needs, my longings, my yearnings fulfilled and met. It's so unfair to compare anyone or anything, Lord, for you. You are everything.
Service, Roger came up to me like a little boy in a candy store. He said, Pastor, did you see him? Did you see him? Did you see him? I said, see who, Roger? He said, my daughter was here. The girls from Florida, the baby was here. How many know whatsoever we pray, God will give us our heart desires? Roger was so filled last Sunday when he seen his daughter in worship. Then seen the girls from Florida, seen a little baby, and Pastor, did you see him? And Roger didn't realize last week I couldn't even see my hand in front of my face. I didn't see him, but later on that week I was able to meet the daughter. I was able to meet this brother that Roger had put up her even among the bishops. He said, you know my brother's a pastor? I said, I didn't know that, Roger. And I didn't even find out until just now that he stood in the midst of Obama and Biden. Come on, somebody. How many know Roger was somebody? Trying to tell everybody about somebody who saved his soul. Roger was somebody trying to tell everybody about somebody who saved his soul. And I said, wow, Lord, what would you have for me to say? And there were so many great remarks went out. And then Lord gave me one scripture. Comes out 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. And it's not only for Roger, but it's for me and you. Because in this 4.5 years, I've seen this happen. Roger growed in grace and knowledge. In grace and knowledge. How many need more favor today? Amen. Just a little more grace, amen? And how many need more knowledge today? Need to know Christ more today than yesterday. Amen. And I'm seeing Roger right before my eyes grow in grace and in knowledge. So I said, what are you trying to say? He said, you need to tell the people how he got more grace and how he got more knowledge. I said, wow, Lord. And he said, go to 1 Corinthians. We're going to put that on the screen. I'm walking around here. I'm just as blind then as now. And I thought we had the other scripture on it. We're going to work with you, Dave. Take your time. Because faith come by hearing. Somebody, I know it got mighty hot back here. Somebody say amen. See, because we don't need to preach today. Roger already preached his own funeral. But the scripture talks about how Roger got to the point he was and allow us to realize in Corinthians. It was Paul who said it was no longer Roger, but it was Christ who was in Roger. And it was no longer Christ in Roger, but also Roger in Christ. And that scripture in 1 Corinthians, it talks about how God has called us to be what? In fellowship with Christ. Amen. That means wherever Christ go, I go. Wherever I go, Christ go. Amen. And it took me to a story when I was a little boy in Lincoln Apartments. In the second grade, I said, Lord, what you trying to say? I remember in second grade, my mother used to make sandwiches for lunch. And some would be cheese sandwiches. Every now and then she would give me a mayonnaise sandwich. How many know that mayonnaise sandwich was extra special with lettuce and tomatoes? Come on, somebody. Some of y'all act like y'all ain't never been there. Some of y'all act like y'all ain't never been there. Come on, somebody. And then we graduated to 2 slices of bread with some king syrup. Hey! Oh, see, some of y'all. But then one day she bought some peanut butter, and then every now and then I took peanut butter sandwich. Then every now and then I would take a jelly sandwich. But then one day Mama went crazy. She came home with a jar of peanut and jelly. And no matter what you could do, you couldn't separate that peanut. And that's how Roger was with Christ. You could not separate him. No matter where he went, no matter where he, you couldn't separate the two. Because he was in Christ, and Christ was in him. He learned how to grow in grace and in knowledge. How do you grow in fellowship with Christ? Roger was always studying the Word of God. He didn't wait till he come to church to study. He brought something with him. He wasn't like some of us. When we have a picnic, people watching when you get out the car, they said, look, he didn't bring nothing. Come on, somebody. How many know whenever we study the Word, whenever we pray, Roger brought something? Amen. You know, we look, y'all sit there. You know how we be. We in the park. Everybody have a fan reunion scene. Who got the devil eggs? Man, she didn't bring nothing. I want to say to this family, every time we came together, Roger brought something. Roger brought something. And if he didn't only bring something for himself, but he brought something for me and you. He always had more than enough. And that was because he was constantly in fellowship with Christ. How many know when we're in fellowship with Christ, he give us more than enough? I don't know about you, but I've seen him grow in so much grace and knowledge of Christ. I seen Roger come in here the first time I met him. Roger said, soon I'm going to be driving. And I don't know, he must wasn't feeling me. Because he said, I've done it before. I said, excuse me. Man, did I say something wrong? Then he come back and had some kind of problem with motor vehicle. But then he came back a little bit later. Roger was driving. Roger was driving. Because he received a little bit more grace. Come on, somebody. I said, wow, look at Roger. I mean, whatever he done, whatever the Lord called him to do, Roger would do. And me and him always had conversations, and he would always talk about his family, dedicated to his wife, dedicated to his family, praying for his family, amen, and seeking the Lord at the same time. And I said, wow, man, me and Roger used to sit down sometime, and you know, we made one vow to one another that we'd never complain. Roger said, we're never going to complain. How many know that? The cup Roger had was a cup for him. Amen. And there's a cup for you and I. Amen. And even Jesus said, if you can, remove this cup from me. Amen. But just like Jesus, Roger said, nevertheless, some of us complain about our cup. Some of us complain and cry about our cup. But nevertheless, not my will. See, the Bible said Jesus didn't complain. He didn't say a mumbling word. And when you don't murmur and complain, you just get a little more. Never heard him once complain about his family. Never heard him once complain about anything in life. And sometimes he used to say, man, God called me to marry Shirlene. He didn't complain. He would just say, Pastor, pray for me. He would just say, Pastor, pray for me. He said, God called me to marry Shirley. Pastor, please. Pray for me. And that's why we can have a good time today. Because Roger received grace. Amen. It doesn't matter how long we're on this earth. But are we impacting things while we're here? Are we making a difference in somebody's life so that our living is not in vain. I used to sit down as I closed with Roger. A lot of people was thinking I'm out of my right mind. And maybe I am. But I said, Roger, we're going to turn this whole world right side up. We're going to call everybody to get back into the word, get back into prayer. We're going to be the Acts 2 church that we called to be. Amen. We're going to stop letting the children run our lives and we're going to run theirs. Roger said, Pastor, I believe that. Amen. If we just had the faith of a size of a mustard seed, it only take Nehemiah to rebuild the wall. You know what one person can do? They can rebuild the whole family. Roger was one that just didn't sit back and let things come to him. He went and got it. I don't know where you are today, church, but the Bible said unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and die, it cannot produce fruit. Much fruit should come out of this place today. Somebody ought to say amen. I heard Pastor Doug prophesize. Let's go back and build our families up. Let's come back and not worry about organized religion, but let's have the right religion. Let's get our community back, amen. Let us believe and trust in Jesus Christ. Let's say, for the Lord I live and the Lord I die. I believe Roger, just like me, if we don't do it, who will? Amen. We just one generation away. Amen? Amen? Please don't let this go in vain. I don't know where you are today, church, but we had a great example. Amen? I never heard him mumble, murmur, complain about anything. There's certain people that was in the condition is they don't even want to come outside. And Roger wouldn't even let you open the door up for him. Dave's right. Somebody ought to say amen. Amen. And some of us in good health. Watch out, somebody. I don't know where you are today, but I only knew Roger for 4.5 years, maybe 5. But he has made a great difference in my life. And so when all this was going on, I struggled. And then I woke up in the middle of all this, in the midst, and turn HUR on Sunday, and I usually don't listen to HUR because Quiet Storm take me back. Yeah, I can see it take some of y'all back too. Yeah. Y'all better leave that blow baby and stuff alone. But the song came on. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Wow. And just with that, I had the peace that bypasses all understanding. When the writer said, God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Amen. All of a sudden, I can agree with God. Now, this was in the middle of it, that whatever happened, it was his will. Be done. Amen. Amen. So it's well with my soul. Amen. Is it well with your soul today? If it's well with your soul today, go and give the Lord the praise. Go and give the Lord the glory. It's well with my soul. Amen. I don't have to question it. I don't have to look for an answer. I could just say, it's well with my soul. It's well with my soul. I don't have to struggle. I don't have to fret. Now, let me tell you, the last couple months, I've been letting my belt out a little. I need to tighten up a bit. And how many of us in here would admit that we need to tighten up? Because today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may very well be too late. No one know the day. Now, if they told me Jesus was coming tomorrow, I'd get my house in order tomorrow. And it's a reason why we don't know. I keep messing up my bedroom, God. Keep cleaning up what I messed up. Why don't I just keep it clean? Come on, somebody. Why I keep on wasting my time going over the same thing? So, to this family, I thank God for you, not only for Shirley, but I have never seen a love demonstrated like her mother. Amen. Like her family towards one another. And I understand this when they say, the Lord will make a way somehow. So to his brother, you just keep on preaching. In season and out of season. Don't tickle ears whether they want to hear or not. Say, thus says the Lord. Amen. And from Jackson family, we love you. A very important part of us. But it has caused us, I believe, in some special way to come together as one. Thank you for letting us share Raja to this daughter, to this family, to this wife, to this brother for just a little while. Amen. Great Joe Naylor said that in victory there is no pain. Roger got the victory. He's in a place where no more pain, no more suffering, no more heartache. But again, we just thank you for allowing him to be here for just a little while. In Jesus' name, and let the church say,
this will continue at the cemetery. We're going to Fairview Cemetery, where we have military honors. The family thanks you for coming today. They will be acknowledged at a later date. At this time, we'll have the pallbearers please stand.
I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown when the trumpet sounds. When the trumpet sounds, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a golden crown.
Woo! Yeah. Just as soon as my feet strike Zion, gonna lay down my heavy burden, gonna put on my robe and glory, gonna shout and tell the story how I came over hills and mountains and up to the crystal fountains, and all of my sons and daughters will be drinking healing water, and I shall wear a golden crown. Gonna tune up a little higher, gonna meet with the old man Daniel, gonna move on up a little higher, gonna meet with the Hebrew children, gonna fight like CNN Beulah, gonna march on across the altar, gonna walk and never tire, gonna fly and never falter, then I shall wear a golden crown. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown when the trumpet sounds. When the trumpet sounds, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a golden crown. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. When the trumpet sounds, when the trumpet sounds, I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a crown. I shall wear a golden crown. Soon as my feet strike Zion, gonna lay down my heavy burden, gonna put on my robe and glory, gonna shout and tell the story how I came over hills and mountains, yes, up to the crystal fountains, and all of my sons and daughters will be drinking the healing waters, and I shall wear a golden.
Thank you.